We'll get into it now with a guy who's very familiar with the team, the city, the market from TSN Radio in Ottawa. Here's our good buddy. We haven't caught up with him in a while. Here's Brendan Bell. How you doing, Brendan?
What's going on, fellas?
We're talking about your hometown, man. What's going on out there? How are people feeling about this Carlson trade?
You know what? It's so crazy. I have to get out of town. I'm actually in Toronto right now. We were at the Senators golf tournament was yesterday, and myself and a couple of alumni and that were there. And it's been a circus, to be totally honest with you. Since Bobby Mack put him at the top of the trade board last year in February, it just seems like this was imminent, and we were waiting for the other shoe to drop, and here we are, you know, a couple hours ago. Erik Karlsson is a San Jose Shark. It sounds crazy to say it.
In a way, is there relief, even, you know, regardless of what they got in return, but now the Band-Aid has been ripped off and you can officially start a new era in Ottawa? Could that be a mentality that is embraced by some of the fans?
Maybe. I mean, you know, this is kind of just, nobody wanted this to happen in the fan base. Nobody around the team. Erik Karlsson didn't want this to happen. You know, you saw it in his press conference, and he was how emotional he was. I talked to him yesterday, and he said, it's just sad. You know, it's sad the way that this whole thing is going. He goes, you know, it's strange to see that I'm the guy in the middle of it. Like, I'm an Ottawa guy now. I'm a Sens fan. You know, this community, these people deserve, you know, a good team and a good product on the ice. And it's just been, you know, the way that it's gone over the last 6 months or so, it's taken too long to, as you say, rip the Band-Aid off. It's lagged on too long. There's been a number of things that have happened over the last year or so with the Ottawa Senators. It's disappointing. And, you know, I think that this is something that, and the way the messaging and the way that it was handled, you know, in that they make a trade in November they get rid of Cal Turris, they bring in Matt Duchene, we're going to turn this thing around. And within a couple of months, you know, we're not going to do a rebuild. It's not a rebuild. We're not using the R word. And now here we are, total rebuild, multi-year plan to do the whole thing. You know, so it's kind of hard to wrap your head around where this team is headed.
Beller, the guys in the locker room, they're saying the right things, they're putting on the face, but what are guys like Duchene, Stone? I mean, the franchise player is gone. I mean, I just don't know. I've been in locker rooms where if that guy leaves the dressing room, it's just, you're miserable before the first day of on ice even starts.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know what, Noodles, you know what, like, it's a crazy situation to find yourself in, because now we're in a situation where Matt Duchene and Mark Stone are your two best players, and they're both UFAs at the end of the season. What are they going to do? You know, I mean, Mark Stone is a really, really good hockey player, very underrated by people outside of the Ottawa market. 26 years old, making 7.3, 7.5, somewhere in that range this year. He's UFA next year. You know, how are you going to get him on board? How are you going to keep him around?
You're not.
You know, when your own, well, there's the short answer. When your owner and your general manager are saying this is going to take a number of years. Matt Duchene, you know, the first thing he said when he came to Ottawa was, you know, it was exhausting losing and being part of a rebuild and you know, going through all that in Colorado. Well, here you are, back in this situation again. How are you going to convince these guys to play? You know, it's, on the one hand, you look at it and go, well, they're going to be good in a couple of years. You know, you guys here in Toronto have seen it. You know, you can go from bad to good pretty quickly when you amass draft picks and you know, you're picking in the lottery every year. But that this, you know, from where we were in 2017 to where we are now, it's crazy.
Well, Beller, we were talking about that. You can rebuild if you get the right pieces, but they're going to be starting off by giving possibly Jack Hughes to Colorado. I mean, the Toronto Maple Leafs got Austin Matthews, and that's a big step. Handing it over to somebody else because of a trade, that's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I say the way that just the messaging and the way that it was handled is so interesting and so, you know, concerning, frankly, that, you know, if this really was a plan, they traded away a first round pick. They traded away Shane Bowers and a first round pick along with Kyle Turris for Matt Duchene. And, you know, if we're being realistic here, is Matt Duchene going to stay come July 1st next year? I doubt it. So what did you do just giving away two of your picks? You know, the cupboard isn't exactly full here. You know, they're starting to amass some picks and they're starting to, you know, they've had some picks in the top 10 over the last few years. They've got some good young players. But it's not as though, you know, they're brimming with, you know, high end talent.
With former Leafs and Sens defenseman and TSN radio analyst in Ottawa, Brendan Bell, when it rains, it pours in Ottawa. There are now reports coming out on Twitter that Jean-Gabriel Pageau is out for 4 to 6 months to repair an Achilles tendon issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
fitness testing.
Fitness testing, and he blew out his Achilles.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, how is Ottawa... I don't even know what to expect.
This is awful. Like,
how many points?
He's like, a solid player.
Like, he's a very good player. He's a good depth centerman.
This is 50. This is Colorado. This is 50 points.
This could be one of the worst teams we've seen. Like, this is Buffalo. It's Colorado. Are you bracing yourself for that?
Stop. I got to do pre and post game shows, guys. Oh,
hey, Beller, you know where I'll be there too.
Terrible, trust me.
Yeah. It's not pretty. And I, you know, Pager is a really solid player, a guy that can play up and down your line. And it's going to be asked to play a second-line role with this team, you know, based on what they've got. And 4 to 6 months, it's devastating. You know, the hits just keep coming. I mean, between the Carlson stuff, some of the ownership issues, you know, the Hoffman thing that went down, like, it's just the negativity is crazy.
How was the video received locally? I mean, we, you know,
the Melnick and Mark Borvieski.
Yeah, the between two ferns, like the that's what
we
call it.
Yeah, exactly. We can just call it the video. It was this summer was interesting because, you know, Eugene Melnick has become a bit of a lightning rod, and, you know, every time he spoke over the course of last year, you know, something would happen. Something, you know, there would be a ton of blowback on it. And so this summer was great in the sense that he just went quiet. He went dark, and there wasn't, you know, like, there wasn't a lot of discussion. There was a ton of discussion, a ton of rumors and that, but they didn't address the Carlson stuff. Everything just went quiet. And, you know, they hired a new chief marketing officer, chief financial officer. The executive, like, the offices at CTC look totally different than they did a year ago. And this is how they, you know, open the season with Mark Borowiecki, who is a real good contributor to the center's lineup, and a really, really solid guy and a solid citizen and Ottawa born and bred. But he's interviewing your owner wearing a 7-year-old Ottawa Senators jersey. It was just really, really strange.
But he shouldn't have done. Like, I know he's a stand-up guy, Beller, but I mean, he has the right to tell
him in.
I know, but he has the right to tell somebody, get Brent Wallace to do it or somebody. Why am I doing it? Like, come on, that's ridiculous.
No question, but they put him in that situation.
Yeah, but he could have said no.
He could have said no, but he's getting paid by him, you know, and it's I know what you're saying.
I'm getting paid by TSN, but if they want me to wear a chicken suit and hook the chicken sign on the road out front of here, I'm going to say no. Free chicken across the street, I'm going to say no. I'm not doing that.
You've absolutely got the right to say no, but you know as well as anybody, there's some things, and again, Mark Borowiecki's not a superstar by any stretch, so when they ask him about this, you know, they know he's going to say yes. And, it wasn't what Sens fans were looking for. I can say that. I can say that as a member of the community, a member of the media, and a fan, frankly. You know, like the Sens, I like the Sens. I like watching the Sens. I'm invested in that team. And that was not what I was looking for.
Good luck this season, Brendan. I'm sure we'll be calling and bothering you many, many times. We look forward to it.
Take it easy on us, fellas.
We'll try.
Beller, one last thing. Did you ever think that Carlo Koliakovo would have his own radio show?
Hey, man, I love it. I love it.
There's an endorsement. I love it.
We just got to keep him healthy. Make sure he doesn't trip over.
We're going to get Carlo to wear the chicken suit at TSN.
Yeah. Right. He's the rookie around here.
Yeah, are there bubble wraps in that studio? You just make sure Coco's okay.
It's in his contract. We've just had them installed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Beller. Good. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
Brendan Bell, TSN radio analyst, former Leaf and Sen defenseman.